news and reviews, comes a beacon shining in the night, guiding you to the best tech news, reviews, and banter you can find on the internet. That light, the Cerebral Overload Podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Cerebral Overload Podcast. I'm your host, Ben, and with me, as always, is Ty.
Hello.
And Andrew.
Canadian geese.
I hate them things. They shit everywhere.
I know.
And they're rude. We got a bunch of them at work that think they own the place. They sit there, and a giant semi will pull up to them, and they'll sit there and just, just won't move.
That sounded like a duck.
It did sound like a duck, but it's...
That's how we invade.
That's what they do.
That's how we invade.
We already
sounds
got...
Like a lame... Sounds like a lame duck.
Huh? Just like Obama.
Speaking of lame ducks, though... How about Cigna laying off 18% of their workforce?
Yeah, I was actually surprised to hear that, because I don't know about you guys, but I actually play Draw Something quite often. I figure it's a pretty common game.
I haven't played Draw Something in quite a while. I mean, I was definitely hooked on it for a while, though.
Yeah, when it first came out, it was huge in my house, but not anymore.
But now that it's kind of also weird to hear that Zynga is laying people off because they also have board games out. Because, you know, instead of Pictionary, you can go buy Draw Something. Or instead of Scrabble, you can buy Words with Friends, which I thought was ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they have them at Walmart.
Yep.
Because the Draw Something comes in this box that looks like a big blue pencil.
Yep.
Wow.
I saw that and I said, gee, where's the lawsuits from Pictionary and Scrabble?
Yeah. I think it's Milton Bradley that owns both of them.
Yeah, which is really surprising that they aren't suing them.
Well, they're so filthy rich, I don't think they care anymore.
That could be. Because you figure they just spent $200 million last year to buy OMG Pop, the makers of Draw Something.
So right now the guys that made it are laughing because they're like, you get $200 million and you're all homeless.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
About these guys come up with this like hugely popular game, and 1 year later they all get laid off.
That seems to be the trend of a lot of the internet stuff. They'll get big, they'll get rich quick, and then boom, they're done. Like, let's face it. What are some of the other games that a lot of people used to play a lot? Like, there's I think it's called, the one that I seen a lot was called 4 for 1. It's where you've got four pictures and there's the one word that connects them all or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it's called?
I think that's one of the apps that are out that's named it.
Yeah, it was there was four picks. There was like three different variations of it too.
Okay. I've seen that one, I've never played it.
It was fun for a while, but then it got really hard and I gave up.
Like, there were still these people on my Facebook that would post these pictures up. Answer this for me, I can't figure it out.
What is this? I don't understand it.
Exactly.
That's when I just delete them off Facebook. Everyone on my Facebook smart enough to know not to invite me to the games or any applications.
There's three pictures of dogs and a lady. I don't know what it is.
Bitches.
She's a whore.
Exactly, it was a bitch.
And then now that damn Candy Crush.
Oh my God. All day.
Every day. All day.
Somebody give me tickets so I can keep playing.
Remember Farmville? Remember when that was the big thing?
Yeah, Farmville and then Cafe... Or Diner Dash or something like that.
God, so stupid. I think
my mom still plays Diner Dash.
My mom plays Smurfs. Oh, I gotta harvest. My Smurfs are gonna starve.
Is that how dramatically your mother says it as well?
She's very dramatic about it. She gets stressed out and she zones into her phone. She's, oh no,
That Simpsons Tapped Out is getting big too.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that one either.
Well, okay, then I guess I must use up here in Canada land. But a lot of people at my work are like, hey, are you on Tapped Out? I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? It's the Simpsons game. So what do? They're like, oh, you create a town and you collect money from it. You can go to your friends' towns. I'm like, okay then.
Huh.
So it's Simpsons version of The Sims.
Pretty much.
You know, while we're on the topic of video games, or games in general, did you know Grand Theft Auto took Google Maps and used that for their mapping?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then.
It's supposed to be very, very detailed.
I'm excited. Well, that's kind of a given that I'm excited for Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that already.
Right?
But that makes me happy, because that means that it'll actually also be reasonably accurate.
Oh, yeah. But back to these things. It cracks me up that these apps are like the simplest things in the world. And it probably didn't take them very long to make. And they get rich off of them.
Filthy, filthy rich.
$200 million probably cost them, I don't know, I'll say just rounding high, $10,000 to make the app, probably.
Yeah, and that's given also having to pay the people to make it.
Yeah, $200 million.
So with the OMG Pop or whatever, I just feel stupid saying it.
You're going to say it like a pop star. OMG Pop!
It sounds like some like tabloid type thing for teens.
Yeah.
Teen pop stars.
Yeah.
But it kind of shocks me that they're doing layoffs, seeing as they just launched Draw Something 2. Like, that just got released not even, I think, 6 months ago, if that.
Apparently, only changing the pencil color didn't really bring the game back.
Oh, that's how they did?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
It wouldn't shock me in the slightest.
We got a red box now.
We're going to be like Apple and slightly change things.
Yeah,
just I'll be the same.
We're just going to change the name of our operating system to one new number.
Oh, too funny. Minor bug fixes for everybody. You get a minor bug
fix. I don't understand. You have this, I mean, as we've already figured out, it probably didn't take long or much money to make this game, to make OMG Pop where they are.
OMG Pop!
What internet-based company needs offices in Dallas, Texas, Los Angeles, California, and New York, plus wherever else they are that they're going to keep open? Since those three, they're closing.
Hmm.
I mean, I can see having like one big centrally located office somewhere, but not multiple offices across the United States for an internet-based game.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know. I can't really answer that.
I mean, maybe it's because I'm not a business person, but that to me would be a waste of money right there.
And you also want to hear something else? I'm just reading this right now about the whole closure.
Okay.
Apparently, once everybody closed, instead of, you know, security coming and like escorting people out and all that, it turned into total anarchy in the offices.
What?
Yeah, there was... Okay, so this is quoted on a statement made. You imagine big corporation settings where security is there to lead people out of the office so they don't make a scene. Well, this was the opposite. Music was being played loudly and people were ripping up Zanga hoodies and t-shirts. Anything that was Zanga was completely left there and defaced. The statement felt positive.
Oh, wow.
It's like, we're going to fire you, so fuck shit up because you're going to be mad. How unprofessional is that?
Well...
You're laid off. Just leave your damn job.
You make video games for a living.
Yeah, your life
How
is a
professional
setup.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, let me rephrase that. You make cell phone video games for a living.
Yeah. It's not that... It's not necessarily... Like, if it was, like, Rockstar or... if it was Rockstar, I'd be sad if I got laid off and I'd be angry. But if it was, like, EA or Zanga, I'd be like, yeah, I had a good run. Easy money. I just go take up a job as a superhero with all that money. I go to a children's cancer wing and help kids fight cancer.
The Children's Hospital here in Pittsburgh does something very similar. Instead of having, like we're going to be talking about, the window washers.
Oh, yeah. I've seen pictures of that. Yeah, I seen that on Geekology.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But from the United States superheroes to the Brazilian superheroes, because we like Brazilians.
Apparently.
In São Paulo, Brazil... At the AC Camargo Cancer Center. That's not a very Brazilian name, but alrighty then.
It's the ACCC.
Actually, a quad C.
Is it quad C?
Yeah, because it's AC CCC.
Ah, CCCC.
Oh, CCCC.
That's how it's C.
But at this cancer center, that what they've done is they've teamed up with... Warner Brothers, who owns DC Comics. Now, their IV fluid bags are now covered with superhero logos.
Which, yeah, they're in like a box, I think.
Yeah, a very simple idea, too. That probably costs some 15 cents for every box.
And it's probably reusable.
Oh, yeah.
I would assume.
I would hope
It looks like to me, from what I see, it's just like a case that they put the IV in for the treatments. And then it just comes out of the bottom.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a super formula for the kids, not cancer-fighting formula.
It makes it more...
That's pretty super to me.
It makes it more friendly for the kids than anything.
I mean, yeah, and they have stuff all over the walls and all that, and windows for the... with superhero logos and stuff on it.
The coolest thing to me is that they actually make comics that show the superheroes getting the same treatments that they're getting done and recovering to go back and fight crime. Yeah. So, like, it shows the kids that it's okay that, you know, like, it makes it easier for the parents to explain what's happening to the kids.
And the other thing this cancer center did, aside from the comic books and having the quote-unquote super formula box that they used for the fluids, is they took the game room that the kids have to play in. Mm-hmm. They transformed it into the Hall of Justice.
Oh, wow.
And all the hallways and everything through the Cancer Treatment Center have a superhero motif to them.
Well, look at you with your fancy words.
For those of you that are not smart as me, which is pretty much nobody because everybody's smarter than me, motif is a theme.
Oh, way to knock yourself down there, Ben. But what I've noticed is, like, right when you first walk in, it's got the best superhero ever right on the front door.
Iron Man.
Nope. Batman.
Oh.
Too bad that Iron Man's owned by Marvel, and Marvel's too rude to actually join
up. Well, that's why I said Iron Man, because then it was Marvel.
Maybe Marvel.
What about the Punisher? He's DC, isn't he?
I think so. But he's not really a superhero. He's just an angry dude.
Yeah, he was just a badass. That's what makes him the best.
He carries around guns and blows shit up. Who needs to leap buildings in a single bound?
Batman doesn't. He's still awesome.
Yeah, but he was a single father or a single kid. What the fuck do they call them?
An orphan?
That's it. He was just a rich, spoiled orphan. Wonder Woman just...
So what's Iron Man's excuse? His dad and his mom died too.
Whose?
Tony Stark's. He is also a rich, spoiled orphan.
Tony Stark's cooler.
Okay, we're not going to get into this argument because that's going to keep us off topic for a long time. So back to the Hall of Justice.
It's about the children.
It's about the kids. Think about the kids, Ben.
I don't know. I think it's a really cool idea. I think that it's so simple and so cost-effective that it should be done in a lot more hospitals, even in America.
And Canada.
And Canada. Everywhere. I mean...
And we even have Captain Canuck that we can put up.
Ooh. We're not going to go there. But, like, that's the thing that kids need is hope. And just,
I don't even know that it's so much hope is in the fact that it's just, it doesn't make them as scared while they're going through it.
This is the treatment that their cancer deserves.
Ah.
That's a catchy line. I like that.
Yeah. Let's call them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like that line. Did you like read it somewhere or did you come up with it?
I used my brain.
Aww. Awesomeness. I do like that. That's catchy.
That is catchy.
Ty, are you actually calling them?
Right now? No. Hello, ACCCCC?
See?
I'd hate to see that phone bill.
And Ty's poor.
Poorer.
Actually. So, you know, speaking of guys that do good and justice in the world, hear about these bags of asses that are hacking iOS devices with this new charger that's out?
I did hear about that. I read that the other day.
It's kind of clever, but it's also a dick move, in my opinion. It's kind of sad that it can be done so easily, though.
Yeah, I mean, in just 1 minute, you could make rice and hack an iPhone at the same time.
Thank you, Uncle Ben. That's not only a rice reference, that's also a superhero reference.
That was.
Uncle Ben.
Keeping with the superhero theme.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
So pretty much
how
this works.
We all agree that it is a dick move to hack the iPhone this way. The chances of you being dumb enough to plug something as large as this charger into your phone... And not think, hey, something doesn't look right here.
You know,
is very slim.
They could market it as like a fast charger.
You underestimate the stupidity of people, Ben.
They could build it into an outlet that has an outlet and then USB outlets on it. They could do that too.
That they could. You have a point there.
Yeah, because those things aren't very small. The ones that plug into the wall and actually have the multiple charging outlets on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about the same size as this thing.
See? You're a fart stinker. I mean, a smart thinker.
Hey. That's right.
But yeah, this charger itself, it's based off a beagle bone, which is basically, it's just a tiny computer that runs off of Linux, and it's basically about the size of a credit card.
I can see it. Yeah, I just looked up, I Googled pictures of it. And yeah, it is pretty tiny.
It's small.
It fits in the palm of your hand. It's not tiny enough that it hides, but you can't hide it in anything, but it is really small.
It basically allows people to put apps on people's phones without any user interaction, no approving, no logging in, nothing. Just plug it in, I'm done.
And the thing is, if you actually plug this into your phone and get hacked, it's set up so it hides the apps. So you won't even know they're on there.
Yeah.
It's not like you look at your screen and go, where did this I'm hacking your iPhone app come from?
Yeah, and it has the ability to hide any app that it installs.
You don't say.
Like I think I just did.
No, like if it installs like any backdoor app so it can watch what you're doing, keyloggers, everything. Not just its own.
I see what you're saying. I got you now.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah, I see where you're going. You took what I said and you added on to
Indeed.
It. That's why we make a good team here.
Indeed. Ah, I see, 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 see.
That's why I don't know why Ty's here.
Wow. Okay.
Hey.
Find your own fucking stories, dickbag.
See how it is, Andrew?
Fucking bullet points.
He can dish it out, but he can't take it.
I know.
No, fuck you guys. I was
you
super
damn
mean.
Ohioans.
Hey, hey, hey.
See?
See.
See, see, see.
A C A C.
Yeah, they're going to be taking this hacking charger and they'll be demonstrating it at the Black Hat Security Conference in July.
I love that they have hacking conferences.
They actually have specific competitions where they have hackers, like known hackers,
yeah,
coming to try and test security. It's like, if you hack this, we'll pay you money. It's like, really?
But I mean, done, Jimmy. It's super smart because it builds their security.
Yeah.
And at least in this case, the hacker conference is for good of people, not to say, hey, China, here's how you hack into our systems.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Guess that's getting edited out. Right.
You know, if they were able to make this little charger thing fit into the headphone jack, they could probably do a lot more. Which brings us on to my favorite topic of the week.
Andrew's bullshit Kickstarter thing or something of the week.
All right.
Thursday edition.
Yeah.
So I was venturing around Kickstarter, and seeing as Ben always seems to pick it, I decided that I would pick one. And I found this thing, it's called the Mutator. Or Mutador.
Okay, what exactly is a Mutator?
Something like that. It's to mute your iPhone. But I think our M. Night Shyamalan helped make it because it's with a twist.
With a twist.
Oh, robot chicken.
So
But essentially what this is it's a little 3.5 millimeter plug with almost looks like a black pyramid on top. That's a little device. You plug it into your phone. Because I don't know how people are worried. See, with me, when I'm worried about my phone, I just turn the volume down and put it on vibrate, and it doesn't make a noise. But apparently with iPhones, it's not that easy. Even though you have
a switch. There's a switch that you flip.
Oh, I know. But that doesn't mute it.
Apparently that doesn't do it because this came out. This little guy here, what it is it's a little guy that plugs into your headphone jack. And normally, if you just leave it plugged in normally, you'll still be able to watch your movies or whatnot. But if you give it a little twist, it'll mute everything. I don't know if it's what it... I think what it is there's only a certain part of it that's actually... has wires touching it to tell the... Sorry, I had a burp there. That tells the iPhone that headphones are plugged in.
Yeah, it like clicks into place when it's on.
Yeah, you simply just twist and it mutes everything. Essentially, it's like you have your headphones plugged in. Realistically, you could just take a pair of broken headphones, cut the wire, and plug that end in and save yourself the money.
I was just going to say that that's exactly what they did, and they put a neat little pyramid on
Yeah,
top.
That's all they did.
But
they put a little black
pyramid on.
If
you got your headphone cable, you don't have the cute little pyramid.
That's the only
yes, but you
thing
know what?
They did.
I'm not going to lie. At the dollar store, I have seen little charms, like you can get hearts, puppies, flowers, more or less for kids, but you can get those at the dollar store. And that's exactly what it is. It's just the headphone jack. You plug it into your phone.
Well, the HTC Rhyme had that for that phone. Only it would mute your phone, and the charm would flash when you got a text message or something.
See, that's cool.
Instead of alerting you.
Huh.
See, that would be cool. Now, I have an LED light on my phone. I think Ty does, too. I don't know about you, Ben.
Totally off topic, since you brought it up.
But that'll give us the notification. You don't need a stupid thing plugged into your phone. Bah.
Remember when we were younger, before the smartphones came out, and you could go to the mall, you could buy like LED batteries
oh
and
God.
Cases that would start flashing ridiculously fast and bright every time you were getting a phone call or text message.
Yes. Are you talking about those clear phones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to have one of those.
Because you could buy, like, the case for your Nokia that would make it clear, and all these bright LEDs were in it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, the corded home phone that would flash when you got a phone call.
Oh, no, no. Like, the old Nokia phones, that the only game you could play was Snake.
Oh, Snake was awesome.
Was the shit.
Doesn't even come close to any of the games nowadays.
No.
But now they say with this, with the muter, or whatever it is, or...
Mutator.
Mutator!
Now, I find it funny, this is what... This is what they really try to sell it on, is that it's useful at business meetings, in school, which, in my opinion, you shouldn't really have your phone on at all anyways, but that's life nowadays. Kids are stupid and they need them.
Come on.
Church. Ty, this is you, buddy. Keep your phone off in church.
What else do you do in church besides play games?
Oh, I sleep.
What's church?
Funerals. Don't be that guy. Concerts. I don't really see why concerts is on there.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It's going to be loud as shit anyways. Who cares if your phone goes off?
I think they mean, like, fancy concerts, not like a rock concert.
Oh, eh.
Like, and then the Canadian movies? Brass or something.
Yeah.
Movies? Turn your damn phone off. I turn my phone off when I'm at the movie.
I got to update all my homies.
This one kid actually legitimately was sitting there halfway through Iron Man 3 texting on his phone. I just looked at him and I went, really? This movie's not enough for you? And he just kind of looked at me, put his phone away, and looked sad for the rest of the movie.
I have to update everybody on what the twist is at the end of the M. Night Shyamalan movies.
Twist.
What a twist.
And then, like, jury duty. I don't know about down there, but the bailiffs up here, if they see you reach into your pocket, they're eyeballing the fuck out of you.
You see, I don't think down here you're allowed to even have your phone on you when you're in jury duty.
I don't think so here either, but I seen one guy reach into his pocket to get, like, a handkerchief out to blow his nose, and the bailiff's just, like, staring at him like, you pulling out a knife? Huh? Huh? Pulling out a knife, boy? She's like, no, handkerchief, blowing my nose.
You know when I think this thing would work best, though?
Where?
When you're hiding in your root cellar during the zombie apocalypse.
During the next zombie apocalypse. I don't know. I think what they mean is when Jesus comes back, that's the next zombie apocalypse.
Lord Jesus is a fire.
Because he's a zombie.
He is. And currently, as it stands from last time I checked anyways, the Mutator has 969 backers, which is a lot more than I thought it would have, to tell you the truth. And their pledges are around, I think it's around $19,000, like $19,700 or something like that. But it's got a goal of $24,000.
Wow.
Now, here's the reason why I don't think it's going to make it. It's on day 18, I think, it's got 16 days to go. I don't think it's going to make it.
I really love that they literally just took a headphone jack, cut it, put a pyramid on top, and then threw it on here for $24,000.
Yeah. It's like, it takes you, what, 2 cents to produce that?
Yeah. I literally, when I first read this, I hated it. I said, that's fucking stupid. And then I started reading it, and I was like, okay.
They're
like,
geniuses if they're going to make money off this.
I was like, that's a cool
idea. That's
why
it only costs $13.
No, that's not bad. But now that we're talking about this, I hate it again.
It's not bad. Now I hate you.
Yeah, now I think it's stupid again.
Blah, 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 blah. And all they did for this is what they did. They cut a headphone jack, and then they took those damn triangle pieces from a Lego set that you had when you were a kid that you never used, and they stuck it on top. Because you figure that 3.5 millimeter will fit into that perfectly. That's all they did. That's their production is Lego box, headphone jack. Done.
Why aren't we on Kickstarter for anything?
I don't think we have anything that's simple yet stupid. I know. I'll take this little plastic dinosaur I have here, stick him on a headphone jack, and sell him.
Yeah.
That'll make us millions. I also have a little Iron Man guy.
There's a surprise. For the Mutator, they have pledges of up to $5,500, and nobody pledged that much yet.
Really? Well, imagine that.
What do you get for it?
You become a collaborator.
Ooh.
You know why? You need to stop, collaborate, and listen. It says, have your own Kickstarter campaign brewing? like my video? Let's team up together to produce a killer launch video for your own campaign. I am offering my resources to assist anywhere along the way from conceptualization to creation. Additionally, I'll personally share my in-depth behind-the-scenes details of how my own Kickstarter campaign is progressing, giving you insight into all the win and fail scenarios I find along the way.
Well, isn't that just sweet?
I want to stab myself in the face.
Yep. Total waste of time.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, right now it's at 975 backers.
They got 6 more backers since last night?
Yeah.
Jesus.
But it's still only up to $1,900.
So it's probably like, oh yeah,
20,000 yet.
The most common one is people pledging $13.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you just get one?
583 backers for $13.
And it comes in black or white.
Oh, one dumbass pledged $350.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What do you get for $350?
Mutator Pro Producer Pack. You receive your own Mutator premium metal in charcoal or polished.
Ooh.
Ooh, because it's made of metal.
And your name will be listed as a producer.
And you'll receive your own hardcover edition of our book. They have a book? What do you need a book for? This is the thing that mutes stuff.
Oh, my God.
Somebody took a... They took pictures of the production process.
Oh, God. Give me a break.
Do you know what these things are?
Legos on headphone jacks?
No. Do you remember...
Jesus Christ. This GIF file he just sent.
What file?
The GIF.
The GIF.
File. The GIF. We talked about this in another episode, damn it.
Nope.
That's why I called it a GIF.
You're a fucker.
The GIF file. It went up to like 64 minutes remaining.
There it is. Kung Pao Enter the Fists. That's the movie.
Now, that one, I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
There was a guy that had 3 triangles stuck in his body, and like, to kill him, or 2 triangles, he had to pull out the triangles. That's exactly what they look like.
Oh, we lost Andrew.
Did we?
No, we didn't.
Oh
no, you're there, okay. My screen just changed, and it looked like we lost you.
Oh. No, I just ended it because it went all... Too long.
How do I not have...
Yeah, at one point it said it was going to take 64 minutes to...
I know, that's why I canceled it.
All right, guys, so...
Half hour.
Yay or nay for Mutator? Mutator.
Nope.
I say maybe. No, I say no.
We all have Androids. We don't need that.
Exactly. There's your fucking solution.
Guys, yay or nay? Maybe.
Maybe. Plot twist. No plot twist? All right, fuck you guys.
I think it'll make its Kickstarter pledge amount of 24,000, but not with my money, it won't.
It's going to go the way of Zynga and flop.
Yep.
But then again, even if I liked it, I don't have any money to give them, so.
This is true. You are poor.
Well.
I am very poor.
Before we close it out, I just got one final thing to say. Thank you to Who's Eye 80 for the feedback on iTunes. He said, up and coming indeed. If you need a definitive source of all things tech related, look no further. These guys will keep you up to date with all the latest news and trends in the tech world and take you along for their shenanigans while they're at it. Make sure to like their Facebook page, too. Thank you.
Ty?
Huh?
How many different iTunes accounts do you have?
7. No, I don't know who that is. I have no clue who it is. I was trying to like see what else they commented on, and it was something about some fat ladies about The View or something.
That definitely sounds like you.
It was back in 2009. I didn't have that shit back then.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't know who it was, to be honest, and I wanted to thank them. So thank you. And the winner of last week's podcast giveaway was nobody. So for not emailing us.
Yeah.
You stupid whore bags.
We gave away something else again, and nobody responded, huh?
Nope, not a single email.
Not even a Canadian. So that means my friend that cheated in the last one, I'm going to punch him.
Yep.
That means he didn't listen to this one either.
Nope. So, fuck it. We're out.